As I just said, Christina Miller, agency manager, is out on maternity leave unexpectedly, but she is expected to return on February 1st to her full duties. Mm-hmm. That is all that I have.
What did she have?
A boy.
A boy. Oh,
yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. A very big boy for his age, over five pounds.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll move down to the regular items, the minutes.
I believe we approve the minutes as presented.
I will, see, I was absent, so I'll just second to form.
Have a total vote of everyone?
Oh, did you second already?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Excuse me.
I thought you needed a second. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. And B, warrant register. The grant funded?
Grant funded. So the biggest grant funded expenses so far have been the hours, personnel hours reimbursed to JK, two from JK, one for performing grant related duties. And if there are, I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have about other items.
Any questions?
I'll move approval.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Item two, non-grant funded.
So other things to know on the non-grant funded warrants is that the agency has already made significant expenses so far this fiscal year, including our insurance payments. You also notice that there's $13,290. That's for the final closure and post-closure plan for the landfill. And RMC Geoscience Inc., that is to complete the non-water corrective action plan, which came in as less than the water correction action plan, so the total expense for the post-closure of the landfill is not going to be raised.
And I'll move approval of that one as well.
And I will second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. We'll go to meeting schedule.
So this is the proposed 2015 meeting schedule for JPA 2 full board, JPA 1 full board, and JPA 2 executive committee. JPA 1, as usual, will meet every other month if approved, and rotate every other month from Corning to Red Bluff City Halls. The time will not change. It's also important to note that Christina, before she went out on leave, is working on consolidating the two JPAs, so this might only be for the first 6 months of 2015, depending on the overall progress.
That would be great. In all kinds of areas.
It would really simplify
life
a lot for us.
Yes, yes. I'll move approval of the schedule as it's written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Item two, Cal Recycle Farm and Ranch Solid Waste Cleanup and Abatement Grant.
So the agency applied for and received the Farm and Ranch Solid Waste Cleanup and Abatement Grant to clean up an illegal disposal site in Cantor Lane, on Cantor Lane in Cottonwood. It's 5 acres of privately owned agricultural land. The various different aspects of property cleanup will include the removal of over 1,000 passenger tires, trucks, equipment, and earth mover tires, which is scheduled to commence tomorrow. Also part of it will be to remove approximately 800 to 1,000 cubic yards of solid waste. Any recyclables will be transported to the Tehama County Red Bluff MRF for recycling. The waste will be transported to a landfill of the contractor's choosing. We asked a bunch of contractors for different quotes. Wahlberg Inc. came in significantly cheaper than anybody else at $11,900, and that will be for the removal of all waste, excluding tires, waste tires, and waste tire tubes. There's a more detailed scope of work in your packet on page 19.
You know him?
Yeah.
Yeah. We used to race go-karts with him when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they still race.
Yeah. They're good
people.
Good people. They are good people. What a job. That'll be muddy tomorrow.
It will be muddy tomorrow. And it's a pretty precarious dirt road, but
yes.
Waste Tire Products did go out there today to make sure they could get out there and get their trucks out there to remove the tires.
Okay.
And we're hoping to have the waste removed by the end of December.
Yes. I'll move that we approve the contract with on this.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Item 3, waste tire collection event update.
If we're here, I'll turn the remainder of the agenda over to Paul.
Okay. So we held a passenger tire collection event on Saturday, October 18th from 8 a.m. until 12 p.m. at the Los Molinos Transfer Station, the Tehama County Red Bluff Landfill, and at the Mineral Transfer Station. A total of 628 tires were collected from all three locations, and agency staff also distributed informational flyers at the landfill and Los Molinos Transfer Station locations. The remaining tire collection events as part of the two-year grant cycle will be January 24th, 2015, from 8 a.m. until 12 p.m., and that's going to be at the Manton Transfer Station, the Corning Park and Ride, and the Evergreen Middle School. Electronic waste will also be accepted at the Corning Park and Ride and the Evergreen Middle School locations. And if low turnout at the January event, we will open up the April event to multiple trips. Prior to that, we were only allowing one trip of 9 tires because of the great success that we've had with the tire collection in the past, eating up quite a bit of the grant funds. And in February, all month, we will be collecting agricultural tires at the Red Bluff Landfill and also at Lynette's Tire Shop, which we discussed at the last meeting. And we'll accept 6 tires per property, and vouchers are required. And in April, on April 11th, 2015, from 8 a.m. until 12 p.m., we'll be collecting tires at the Los Molinos Transfer Station, the Rancho Tehama Transfer Station, and at the Red Bluff Landfill. We'll also be collecting electronic waste at the Los Molinos Transfer Station and Rancho Tehama Transfer Station. Covers the tire. Any questions?
Where do the vouchers come from?
There's
I guess I never paid attention to the vouchers.
Corning, we get to City Hall.
Yeah, City Hall, there's different locations. The Farm Bureau, the Ag Commission, at the Scale House at the landfill.
Bowling Geldings.
The Bowling Geldings, yeah.
So you get buried by?
No, they didn't get that many, like 19, 20, something like that last year.
Really?
Okay.
Might be more this year because more people are going to know about
be aware, yeah.
That's true. And you haven't moved, have you?
No.
Okay, you're still at 1090 Highway 99. Okay,
great. It will be under a new owner, though.
Yes.
One of my employees is buying me out at the end of the year.
So. Yeah. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, I've already talked to him about this, so yeah.
Oh, great, great.
Good for you.
Any other questions on waste tire? All right. Number 4 is the outreach update. So Rachel contributed waste reduction, recycling, and hazardous waste disposal information to the monthly Lake California POA newsletter, which is attached in your agenda packet, as well as the Rancho Tehama newsletter, and also produced and distributed the Tehama County 4R's e-news blast, and the public information flyer, which we coordinate with Waste Connections on, and that actually... That wasn't included in the agenda, so I'll just pass this around to you all so you can take a look at that. The agency partnered with Butte County to promote the correct disposal of used oil and oil filters in Hispano-Americana News. The ad, which lists all the locations that accept used oil and oil filters in Tehama and Butte counties, will run for 6 issues beginning in June of 2014. The agency applied for a competitive Cal Recycle beverage container recycling grant for fiscal year 2014-2015 in the amount of $100,375, and we have been chosen to complete phase two of the application. The actual grant is scheduled to be awarded in February 2015. If awarded, the agency will use the funds to purchase and install 55 outdoor dual trash recycling receptacles for 10 Red Bluff parks and two branches of the Tehama County Library. Also conduct hands-on on-site beverage container recycling outreach and waste assessments to the Tehama County businesses, producing 4 or more cubic yards of waste per week. And develop and publish a business-friendly commercial multifamily recycling flyer, newsletters, and e-blasts that highlight beverage container recycling and the Tehama County Smart Business Alliance program. The last DEA-funded pharmaceutical drug take-back event was held on September 27, 2014, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Tehama County Sheriff's Department and the Corning Police Department. The U.S. Department of Justice Drug Enforcement Division, the Corning Police Department, Tehama County Sheriff's Department, Tehama County Health Service Agency, and the Tehama County Sanitary Landfill Agency partnered in the event, collecting 185 pounds of prescription medication. Agency staff developed flyers, advertisements, and press release promoting the event. And that is, as I said, the last DEA funded, because the DEA is no longer funding the pharmaceutical drug takebacks. Agency staff shared a booth with the Tehama County Library at the 2014 Tehama District Fair. Agency staff, several department heads, Supervisor Dennis Garten, and student volunteers from Mercy High School provided recycling, waste reduction, and the correct disposal of and potential alternatives for household hazardous waste information to the public, as well as information regarding the library's programs. And speaking of household hazardous waste, the next household hazardous waste collection event will be held from 8 a.m. until 12 p.m. on December 6th at the Red Bluff Landfill and on December 13th at Corning Disposal. So, successful electronic waste collection events continue to be held the last Saturday of every month from 8 a.m. until 12 p.m. at the Corning Park and Ride and the Tehama County Social Services Department in Red Bluff. Collection totals for September were 3,850 pounds, and collection totals for October were 4,660 pounds. Agency staff submitted a press release describing the Tehama County Red Bluff Landfill's carpet recycling program, which is attached. We submitted it to the Red Bluff Daily News and the Corning Observer. To stay on target with our fiscal year goals, the carpet recycling program was highlighted as an example of how recycling means less revenue for the landfill, but a greater need for services, with a continued focus on the overall benefit to the environment and conservation of resources. Both newspapers edited our press release and left some information out, however. Also, agency staff gave a recycling and household hazardous waste-based presentation to 90 students at Bidwell Elementary School on October 17th. Presentation served as a dry run for many of the 4R Kids Exhibit Field Trip on Wheels exhibits. And they really enjoyed it.
They loved it. I think the teachers really enjoyed it too.
Yeah. I think Christina took a couple pictures, but we didn't get those from her.
How do they do that? They have like an assembly for all of them at once, or do you do it in different sections, different times?
We brought them in class by class. So it's about a class of 25 to 30 students. And
we were there for a while.
Yeah, about three hours.
We had our battery pachinko board, our CFL game of life, which kind of teaches them the correct, both teach them the correct way of disposing of those items at the end of their life, and then the recycling relay race, so that they can teach, they can learn what is recyclable at home, and also our crawl through the landfill exhibit as they're going out, and they got to crawl through and see if they could identify things that shouldn't have, that should have been recycled in the landfill, and the kids really, really liked it. I mean, at my station, the CFL game, they were so into it. They were just huddled around the board game, like cheering, and it was just like they were so excited. And they really, I felt like they really gleaned a lot of information from it. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited for it to get the bus up and going.
It's
almost near completion.
Yep, getting close.
We're on our last exhibit.
Yeah, and facilities maintenance has been helping out a lot, installing the exhibits and helping us out here and there, cutting pieces of wood and stuff like that. So.
It's coming along very nicely. So if there are no other questions, that is the end of our agenda.
All right. Well, that was pretty fast, wasn't it?
It was easy.
And before you leave, Jay, I need you to sign some stuff. Okay.
All right. See y'all. Drive careful going home.
Alrighty. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Wayne, I don't think we'll see you again.
No, this is my last meeting.
All of them.
I got one more. I got about that much of a city council meeting, which was fast.
Yeah.